Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
The airboats arrive, and one of them hops from his airboat onto yours.
Are you here for the snake as well?
How'd you know about the snake?
Well, it's one of the town's most famous urban legends. That's why we're out here on the bayou.
It ain't a fucking myth.
No, the red-eyed serpent that used to protect the rum runners. It was an urban legend. It was the boats that caused the red lights.
You're talking about a giant fucking snake.
Yes.
He starts laughing. A couple of the other mercs also start chuckling. He looks back at you. Upon a second inspection, you can see well-armed, but badly battered. All of them look like they've been through the fucking ringer. You can see scratches, scuffs all over them.
Adam, I've just had a realization.
Yeah?
You know how she's like, my men keep going missing and it's Evangeline. It wasn't Evangeline.
Well, she told you that. So.
Yeah.
You can see, scuffs, scrapes on all of them. Then, from one of the airboats, you hear someone scream, Mozzies! Mosquitoes. The handful of mosquitoes that must have just expanded in a way that allowed them to continue operating descend upon the mercs. One of the mercs gets skewered through the chest by a proboscis, lifted up into the air and carried away screaming.
Gentlemen, is there somewhere safer than where we are right now?
Back to the platform!
Can we follow you?
They grab you roughly, throw you onto their airboats, and you are driven back to the fracking platform.
Also, you should blow that one up. I think they're drug dealers. They think we're maybe trying to hurt them. I don't really know.
The mercs just aren't listening to you
as
they fend off further mozzies.
This is great.
You get taken back to the fracking platform. There's an elevator that takes you up onto the surface. You can see it's, imagine a military encampment with wire netting, with a motor pool. So there's like fucking Humvees and armored airboats. You spot a helicopter on a landing pad. It's a full military base on this fracking platform.
I just out of the corner of my mouth to my associates, Rowdy and Evangeline.
I don't think Bismarck were interested in fracking anything. I think they're here for the juice.
Evangeline considers that and says, maybe would be interesting, she says. Honestly, she seems very worried at the idea that someone like Bismarck might be interested in...
Oh, Adam, that is exactly what they're interested in. They're not here for fracking. They don't care about fracking. They want this good shit. That's what they paid to get mercenaries in. And a supernatural sniper.
Where is that motherfucker?
You are brought to one of the tents here. It's quite obviously a command tent. As soon as you step inside, there's a big table, a desk that's got a map of the bayou. It's got a map of what was once the bayou. And then you can see the satellite imagery of more modern, of more accurate, close to date versions of the surrounding area. You can see some of those ones have, it's not just the fracking platform. There's a couple of other isolated in the bayou explosions of life. Certainly the one around the fracking platform is the biggest by far, though. But there are other ones you can see.
So basically it's gone from bayou to jungle, but yeah. only in certain spots.
Yeah. You spot, actually, I'll quickly roll.
Oh, yeah. Do I get recognized?
No, not by anyone here. These people don't come into town much.
Good.
You don't spot anyone that you recognize. Not the, certainly not the two guys, and certainly you don't see Miss Sinclair or Mr. Wolf. There is a guy, quite obviously the person in charge. He, instead of looking kind of scuffed, he looks just tired. It's not a guy who goes out on sorties or does any real fighting. He just manages this place, and it's quite clearly taken, it still has taken a fucking physical toll on him. He maybe nonetheless still is, you can see as you approach, he's missing a couple fingers on one hand, which is presumably, the wound looks semi-fresh. It's probably still bandaged, actually, and bleeding. As you approach, you spot Evangeline is staring very intently at those maps, the really recent ones.
Great. I'll let her do that. Mm-hmm. I don't need to look at the maps.
Sure.
Well, no. I'll let Evangeline study the maps.
All right, then. And who are you lot?
I'm a researcher, and these are my friends. We're out here researching folklore in the town. We'd heard rumor of a giant snake, red glowing eyes, tied up with the rum running trade back in the day, so we've come out onto the bayou to investigate the strange occurrence. We got ambushed by some drug dealers or something, and then your men found me, and then a bunch of mosquitoes attacked, and hang on a minute, the snake is real.
So you came out here hunting a snake you thought was fake?
Well, sorta. When you say it like that, it sounds ridiculous. I'm writing a book.
All right, then. He gestures with the wounded hand and one of the other mercs. There's a bunch of people in this tent. A lot of them are on comms equipment, and you can hear them making or receiving radio calls. A lot of them tend to be of a quite dire nature. You can hear a lot of people being like, come back in, we lost another one, sort of stuff.
You cut yourself shaving there, friend.
Oh, this? It was a leech.
Just say when. I start using my hands. I get to about, like, shoulder-width apart.
Yeah, he stops you there.
That's a lot of teeth.
Oh, golly. And it hadn't fed yet, so I assume it could get quite bigger than that. I assume it was a leech.
Still don't like salt?
Yeah, they operate pretty much the same as they ever did, just bigger.
More full of life, you could say.
Oh, yeah, you could pump a lot of bullets, but until they're mostly lead, most things here don't die.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they do not. Anyway,
what's your name, friend?
He grabs a piece of paper from one of the mercs who walks past. There's a bunch of guards here. Some guards, you assume, just always stationed here, but some are quite obviously here because you're here. There's probably, in total, 20 people in this building, not including yourselves.
Jesus. They have a full militia around here.
Yeah. There's about 20 people in total in here, 6 of whom are armed guards. From one of the armed guards, one of the ones that came in with you, the guy accepts a piece of paper, he looks at it. So, are you like monster hunters or something like that, eh?
No, not a hunter, an academic. I research tall tales, folklores, things that are...
What equipment do you have that would research, for research, you know? You got a camera?
No, I'm not here for that. I have a book. I'm a writer.
Well, you just... Came a full inventory of your airboat has the harpoon gun you had in your hands. And
yes, for alligators and such.
That's just interesting is all.
I should need a camera. You know I have one of these. I try my phone.
I don't know many novelists who take photos on a camera, on a phone.
I'm not a photographer. I'm a writer, an academic.
All right then, and who are these lot?
Well, this is Rowdy. He's my friend, and this is Evangeline.
Rowdy gives a little wave.
She's our local guard, and this is Big Easy. He drives the airboat.
You say Evangeline?
No. I say brains.
You say brains.
No.
Tom!
Adam, can I have a do-over? Can I get one?
It's a do-over because Heracles is not as dumb as Tom is.
Correct. Thank you. That should be a rule I get to invoke at any point. There should be a moment where you realize what's happening isn't Heracles, it's just Tom.
It's very funny.
So you
obviously know not to use any name that she could be known by.
Yes.
This is Rowdy. He's my friend. We work together, traveling around the place. It's Big Easy. No, can't say Big Easy.
Probably shouldn't. Honestly, you shouldn't have said Heracles.
I haven't said my name,
Alan. Oh, you haven't said your name? All right. No. Well, probably don't say Heracles. Just don't say anyone's name.
I was going to say my name.
Maybe even Rowdy. Who knows? Sinclair knows Rowdy. Maybe don't say anyone's name.
All right, Adam. I'm going to start again.
Yeah, all right. All right.
This is Rodney. He's my associate. We travel around together. He does most of the driving. I do a lot of talking into a dictaphone. I have a mouth that goes on and on and on, as I'm sure you can understand over here.
Sure.
This is the driver of Airboat. I didn't catch this big hunk of muscle's name. This is our local guide, Miss?
I'm Miss White, she says.
Miss White. She's from the local town, community center thing. I'm not entirely sure, but she's the one who's been talking about all the folklore. We've been interviewing folks, a preacher, a doctor, various other townspeople. We could interview you about your experiences out here, although this is not what I had imagined. Those are mosquitoes.
I assume they once were mosquitoes, yeah?
Once were?
Yeah.
Was it like that when you got here?
No, it was. Well, it kind of grew up around us while we were filtering in, I suppose.
Wow. Then you reckon a magic snake did this?
Oh, it's not magic. It's just big. I'd know if it was casting spells.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's pretty formidable. So, and we see it a lot, actually. So I feel like, you know, you get to know, you name a guy, you get to know a guy. It's named Brutus, or at least that's what the men like calling it.
Because it's Brute.
Because it's big. Big things need a name.
I mean, that's true. King Kong, Godzilla.
Yeah, sure.
Optimus Prime.
Anyway, I'm really sorry, but, I'm going to have to speak to the big boss, but...
Can we just go? I don't really want to be here if the snake's real. You understand? I'm more theoretical than practical.
Look, what happens to you is up to the big boss. I'm going to have to radio back to her, and she'll let me know.
Right.
Anyway, sorry, it was Miss White. Rodney, your name? Gesturing at Big Easy. Sorry, he speaks first. Big Easy grunts, Sugar. Is Sugar a first name or a surname? He looks over at Evangeline. Oh, his name's Sugar White. We're related, distantly, cousins.
Yeah, he's good at driving airboats, but, that might be everything he is good at, if you catch my drift,
friend.
So your
full name is Sugar White. Big Easy nods slowly.
Big Easy's name is also Big Easy.
And then your name.
Did I not give it to you?
No, you didn't.
I don't think I got yours either.
That's fine.
Well, you know a lot about us. We don't next to nothing about you.
Yeah, but we're the ones with all the guns, so...
Why are you threatening a humble researcher? Anyway, my name's Josiah.
All right, I'm going to speak to the lady, and she'll let me know what we do next. You lot just wait here for now. He stands up.
We'll be safe here from Brutus.
Oh, I don't know if anywhere is safe, but...
What caught the snake? What is he coming for? Your food? Is it... Actually, Adam, would you suspect Heracles has a knowledge of snakes?
He could. That's up
grew
to
up
you,
in Louisiana, right?
Sure.
You know what? Fuck it. Heracles likes the occult. He knows a bit about snakes.
Sure.
For example, Adam, I don't know if you know this, but snakes like bass.
Mm-hmm.
And like thumping noises.
Sure.
Wonderful. I'm going to try to get the snake to come here.
How?
I'm going to make some noise.
What?
Are we on a platform or are we in a building?
You're in a tent. So like I said, imagine that military base thing. But all of the buildings on it, rather than being, because they can't drill into a metal platform, they've erected prefab tents.
So we're on top of a metal platform, though.
You're in a tent on a metal platform. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
What exactly is your plan here?
Well, what's happening now?
Well, the guy you were talking to gets up with the notepad that he was writing in. He wanders over to another. It's a very big tent, so he can wander over to a part of the tent where you basically can't hear him.
Yeah, great.
Imagine the tent is big enough to have rooms.
Awesome.
That's how big we're talking here.
Wonderful. Is there a guard with us?
Yeah, there's six guards.
Do you have a bathroom in this tent, or are they outside in some scary and terrifying location?
The guy looks at you and he says, "Hold it."
Fair enough. Well, then I just start banging my foot rhythmically against the metal.
As you're doing that, Evangeline looks down, notices what you're doing. You see the cogs turning in her brain for a second. She leans over. If you didn't know better, she's turning her head so that she could hear what is being said at the other end of the tent. But a human being wouldn't have sensitive enough hearing for that.
No way could a human being do that.
She is listening to the conversation. You can just see the conversation. He's on a radio, presumably talking to Miss Sinclair.
Yeah.
She gets a very worried look on her face, looks back at you, and then she looks at the guard you were pleading with. My good friend, my associate here, if he does not see a bathroom soon, you're going to have to be cleaning, and I've seen him do this previously, you're going to have to be cleaning feces off that chair. Now, I know you don't want to do that.
Does she mean me when she says associate? Yeah. Fuck, she's a piece of shit, but hey, I respect the hustle.
The merc looks down at you, looks at the other mercs, one of them shrugs and says, I'm done cleaning shit, just in general. The other merc rolls his eyes and says, all right, the rest of you stay here, you with me.
Great.
Come on. He picks you up, half picks you up. Obviously, you get up, but he's been rough with you on purpose, it seems.
Oh, thank you. This is real some southern hospitality.
He shoves you towards the exit of the tent. You step out of the tent onto the platform.
Yep.
I want to let you know, it's pretty constantly busy. There's always a network of activity
That's
happening
okay.
here.
That's okay.
You are being walked over to another, there's another, not a tent, sorry. It'd be those, what do you call them? The porta potties.
Yeah.
There's a row of porta potties.
Are they like the ones you have at festivals? Or are they like long drop motherfuckers straight
into the
boat?
They'd be ones you have at festivals.
Okay. They're not gross.
No.
Okay. So we go to them.
Yeah.
And he tells me to get in one.
Yeah, he opens one up for you and gestures.
Why, thank you. I go in.
He closes the door.
I lock the door.
That's fine.
Great. I bring out my phone.
Okay.
And I go to Spotify. And I search dubstep.
Probably should have confiscated your phones. But they were worried about the mozzies.
But
so
also, they don't know we're suspicious. They just think we're a bunch.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, they're suspicious, but they're not.
Actually, there might be another reason why they haven't confiscated your phones. Highs or lows?
Oh, no reception.
Yeah.
Highs.
You're pretty far out.
Yeah. Highs.
All right. So, what's the one where it's like no bars, but you got like the emergency connection?
Emergency connection.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got that.
That's okay, though, because Heracles doesn't use Spotify. Heracles goes to his iTunes. Which is songs that I've downloaded onto my phone.
Sure.
Yeah, music that's already on there. Sure. I don't have to be connected to the internet for this.
Yeah.
I find the bassiest song I've got on there.
Okay.
What's some bass? I've got the song Totally Addicted to Bass on my iPhone.
Okay.
Using my foot, push open the like drop-down bit so that the toilet is open and it creates like an amplifier. Right?
Okay.
Like a cone. And I hold the phone over it and I play Totally Addicted to Bass on full volume.
I'm going to make that a crafts intelligence. It's one die, but not a chance die.
Well, that's good. I don't have any willpower, so that's fine.
What are your virtue and vice? Have you used either of them?
Well, one's arrogant, and I've been arrogant this whole fucking time.
Have you been arrogant?
To the priest?
Yeah, but you... Oh, I didn't give you a point for that, I don't think. Or did I?
And I'm hopeful because I believe that Evangeline's actually going to do the right thing, even though maybe she won't.
I'll pay you for hopeful, yeah. No, right. Going with Evangeline, I'll pay hopeful.
That's virtue. So what do I get back for
you?
You
get all of it back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all for virtue.
Anyway, I'd like to spend a point of willpower on my dubstep.
Wow. Four successes, three are rerolls.
This is going to work, Adam.
If you get five, it's definitely... That's five successes and another reroll. Six successes.
Here's the thing, Adam.
Fuck me.
Now that
I was not going to let that work. I was actually going to be like, it's loud, but you don't think it's loud enough. Six successes.
Here's the thing, Adam. Now that it's worked.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I don't even know how you work this. You...
Ba-na-na.
It's loud. Not only does it just, yeah, I don't know, you hit the reverberation in this building in the right way. You don't use the dunny part. You don't use the toilet part. You use the entire fucking building. Maybe it's shaped in the exact perfect way. Yeah, you get like a good thrumming bass.
Yeah, bass line. Today I must burn.
You do so well that the merc outside starts hammering on the door. What the hell are you doing in there?
I can't shit if I can't listen to music. I'm embarrassed. You might hear me.
You better... You hear it. There's a massive flurry of activity. What's going on? It's Brutus!
I'm so happy. Also, oh no.
Oh no!
We'll get out in the confusion. I just wanted to give them a target that was worse than us.
You hear a lot of gunfire, like a through the high up little window. You see the flashes of light.
Oh, I open the door.
You open the door, step out. The head of a snake. The snake is, you don't understand how big this snake is. The head of this snake, if it opened up, you could drive a 16-wheeler with space for another 16-wheeler through this snake's mouth.
Jesus Christ.
This snake's mouth is wide enough to accommodate two trucks at once.
Is the soldier still standing there? Is he?
No, he's run. They've all got bigger fish to fry.
Great.
Right now.
I don't think that's the snake from the legend. I walk back to where we were being held, and I assume Rowdy and my friends are smart enough to have gotten out of the tent now that snake, like using the confusion to come and meet me.
As you're walking across, you see all of the mercs are stopping, firing at it. You just hear the like klaxon going off. You see from somewhere else in the camp, a rocket is fired at the snake. It explodes.
That's not the mercenaries. That's Frankie.
It explodes on part of the snake's jaw. The snake... The hissing is so loud that the platform shudders a little bit. And then the snake begins attacking. People get swept up in the snake. It constantly, it's really quick as well. Despite the size, it still moves with lightning snake precision.
Like a snake.
You can tell the platform begins shuddering. You can tell that the snake is wrapping itself around the platform. You hear the metal groaning beneath you. You don't know how much longer this platform has.
Yeah, that's fine. We need to get the fuck out of here.
All right, highs or lows?
Lows.
The snake turns and spots you. You stare into its eyes as it stares down at you. For a moment, you're no longer on the platform. Instead, you're looking at an overturned school bus.
Fuck me, Adam!
A little girl is standing, cowering by the school bus as soldiers slowly close in on her. This is something that happened the last time. That incredibly hairy man, also in the military uniform, is guarding her instead of you. One of the soldiers calls out, "Drop it, Heracles!" And then you are tackled to the ground.
I'm the hairy man?
You are tackled to the ground by Evangeline, and the snake strikes all around you. Its aim has been thrown off by Evangeline coming in. She came in with unnatural speed as well.
Like a werewolf.
Like a werewolf.
Hang on, I need to pause for a second. Yeah. So this is the same vision I had in the previous campaign, The Patchwork Man, where I thought I was going to die, where instead of me being there, someone else was there. This hairy man. who I just assumed, that's not me because I'm going to die. And then I've now learned from that vision that the hairy man is me, but sometimes in the vision I'm not the hairy man. I'm just me but older.
Mm-hmm.
What's changed?
The snake's jaws begin to close with rapid speed. Instead of hitting you, though, one of the fangs, once again, these fangs are so big, like you would have been destroyed if you were struck by it, but it stops inches from your head. You look up into Evangeline's face that is rapidly taking on more and more bestial properties. She has one of the fangs in each of her hands, and she rapidly, the clothes tear away from her. She becomes three times, then four times, then she finally finishes at five times her normal size.
Jesus, whales are big.
Or at least that's what it feels like in this moment.
Okay.
And using her incredible strength, you see muscles rippling all along her shoulders, she forces the snake's mouth back open. Out! She snarls at you.
My God, this may be the most beautiful thing I have ever seen.
I get out.
If you say that, she winks and she runs away.
Heracles is hanging out with an actual werewolf, Adam. This is the best day of his life.
Evangeline throws herself out of the snake's mouth as it snaps shut around no one. The snake's head pulls back up and the snake doesn't look like it's maybe intelligent enough to properly register fully what happened, but you can see confusion in its eye in that it launched.
No, made that work.
No food. Yeah. What's that about?
How come?
Yeah.
Try again.
The helicopter begins spinning up. You can see mercs are piling into it. It's got two big heavy machine guns on either side. They begin opening up with the machine guns. You see another rocket from a different part of the camp impacts on the snake.
Oh, dear.
Rowdy pulls you up to your feet. Big Easy's there as well. Evangeline is still in werewolf form. She gestures back the way you came.
Go! I turn to Rowdy and just in a panic, I say to him, it was different again, but it was me still.
Rowdy slaps you in the face. Just run, he says.
We run.
All right. You sprint back the way you came. You get to a ladder, which takes you down. Everyone moves down. Maybe all four of you slide down. Three of you slide down the ladder. Evangeline just jumps. And then, boom, she lands first on the platform below, which is where all the airboats are docked.
Evangeline, I would love to include a chapter on you in my book, changing your name, of course, for privacy reasons.
Evangeline is hit with a rocket.
I turn around. Is that Frankie?
Yeah.
Frankie, you dumbass piece of shit, kill the snake!
Frankie clambered out of the bayou. It wasn't completely covering him. It came up to, because bayou isn't always, you know.
Yeah, it's not super deep. Yeah.
It was up to like his tits. He clambers up onto the platform with the spent rocket, and you can see he's trying to load another one. Let's go to initiative.
Yeah, I fuck this guy.
He's got a wild, maniacal grin on his face. It's all mine now. Werewolves, giant snakes, who cares? It's Frankie.
Yeah, I'm going to kick this guy in the head.
Do
I have my bat or do they take that office?
They definitely would have taken your bat.
We're taking all of our weapons, I assume.
Yeah, they've definitely...
Unless we grabbed them when they were escaping?
Well, actually, no. Your bat would still be in the airboat because you didn't need it in your hands. You had the spear gun.
Yeah.
So your boat is not too far from here. You left it behind, but you can go collect it. It's not upstairs, but it's not here either.
Yeah, no. I'll get it before we go down into the tunnels.
Frankie's turn first.
Ah, oh, son of a bitch.
He clambers up onto the platform, reloads the rocket, and then it's Big Easy and Rowdy's turn. Both of them open up with their... Oh, they don't have their guns. They definitely don't have their guns.
No.
Big Easy's
built like a fridge.
Big Easy, built like a fridge, charges him first, and grabs at Frankie. Oh, this could end very tragically.
You've killed Grunt on me. Don't kill Big Easy as well. He's so big and easy.
Big Easy grabs the rocket launcher, wrenches it downwards. He looks back at you, Heracles. Just go. And then He picks Frankie up. In the action of picking up Frankie, he accidentally pulls the trigger on the rocket launcher. It fires straight down at their feet. Donk! Donk! The rocket hits the ground, falls over, and then the engine splutters into life. The rocket flies through Frankie's raised up legs and explodes somewhere in the bayou. Big Easy looks back at you and says, thought that'd... Never mind. Roddy says, minimum arming distance, Big Easy. Minimum arming distance. And then it's his turn as well. He runs up. What is he going to do? Actually, no. He jumps into one of the airboats and starts rummaging around. He comes up with a shotgun from one of the airboats.
Great.
All right, it's your turn, Heracles.
Well, they seem to have Frankie under control. Where'd Evangeline go?
You turn around and you can see Evangeline, she's in the bayou, so she's in the water. You can see blood is intermingling with the water. She is alive, which is more than could be said for a normal human being.
Because it wasn't a silver rocket.
Yeah, but a rocket still does hurt her.
Absolutely.
You can see the wound is healing at a quite rapid rate, not as fast as if she had goo.
Yeah, okay, that was werewolf. It's just werewolf, great.
No, it's just werewolf. She gets up, and yeah, like I said, you can see the wound is healing, but it looks like it might take a couple days, maybe, to fully recover
from
this.
Oh, wow, instead of never recovering because she got hit with a rocket
point
blank.
Pretty much, yeah.
I help her out of the bayou.
You grab her arm, and you're like, oh, she's too heavy. But she manages to get back up onto the platform, and she nonetheless grunts, thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess Frankie's kind of dealt with. We don't know.
Yeah, yeah. He's in the air.
Frankie's laughing maniacally as Big Easy holds him in kind of like a headlock.
Router, you got your cuffs?
He pats himself down. Yeah, here. He pulls them out.
Cuff him down on the platform.
You cuff Frankie to the platform. Werewolves, vampires, giants, snakes.
Frankie, this isn't even in the...
Book's coming to life.
This isn't even top five.
It's the goo. It's the goo.
It is the goo. I pick my bat up from my airboat.
You collect an airboat, drive back to your airboat.
No. Hmm? Oh, the airboat's out in the water.
Yeah, it's out in the water.
I wanted to hit him in the head with my bat.
Just punch him.
Yeah, I punch him. Is he unconscious?
You just sock him one. Frankie's head rocks backwards. You don't kill him. He is quite clearly unconscious.
Great.
He'll be fine.
Roddy looks at the snake that is currently still striking at the platform. Sure. Let's get going.
Roddy, he's not our problem.
No, he's not.
They're bigger fish.
There are bigger fish. Roddy agrees.
This is a joke that won't make any sense to you, but I'm going to say it anyway. Because there might be someone listening to this who follows footy.
Okay.
And knows about the Melbourne Football Club. So what I would say to you, Adam, if you knew any players for Melbourne... is I'd be like, they're a bigger Bailey Fritch to fly. Fry.
What I love about that is that it's funny even for me.
Thank you. mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.